بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
What precedes is a debate between a student and his teacher on the issue of the beard.
For the Imam of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Muhaddith of the Muslimin, Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, rahimahullah rahmatun wasi'ah.
This translation was prepared for you by At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah Publications, twtpubs.com, translated by Abu Hamza.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسر تسجيلات الهدى الإسلامية أن تقدم لكم نقاشا علمي بين تلميذ وأستاذه، سجلت عبر الهاتف مع الشيخ العلامة محمد ناصر الدين الألباني حفظه الله ونفع بعلمه الجميع، والشيخ أبو إسحاق الحويني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are about to present to you a debate between a teacher and his student. The teacher being the scholar Muhammad Nasir Din al-Albani, rahimahullah, and the student being Abu Ishaq al-Huwayni, hafidhahullah. And it is a debate that took place over the telephone.
حول وجوب الأخذ من اللحية مما دون القبضة.
The issue is concerning taking from the beard that surpasses one fistful.
ونورد لكم في مقدمة الشريط تسجيلا لفتوى الشيخ الألباني فلنستمع إليه وهو يسأل فيقول.
And we will present to you the introduction of this tape, the fatwa of a Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah when he was asked about taking from the beard. So he said. The questioner is asking the Shaykh rahimahullah concerning taking from the beard. The ahadith that have come in this subject of taking from the beard, and he goes on to say, has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Umar. What is narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is that when he went for Umrah or Hajj, he took from his beard whatever was more than one handful. So how is it that he can hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam those words or those ahadith concerning the leaving of the beard and then go do this action of taking more than what is one with fistful? Allah bless you. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, I believe your question is wrong. Even though your question is understood. But sometimes the understanding could be right and sometimes it could be wrong. There is no distinguishing between that which is said and that which is heard. Is every statement that the person makes correct? No, some statements could be correct, some statements could be wrong. Likewise, what you're asking in this question is understood with me, but your question itself is incorrect. When will your question be right? When the Prophet or if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, don't take from your beards, period. And then Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu took, as you have stated in al-Hajj and al-Umrah, then how your question will come. Then your question could be, how did Ibn Umar go ahead and take, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't take from the beard anything. At that point, the question would be correct. But The reality is there is no hadith that says, don't take from the beard anything. But what has Ibn Umar related, as what you have told us about previously? He said, cut the mustache, leave the beard, and contradict or oppose the Jews and the Christians. أَعْفُ اللِّحَى. Leave the beards. This is a text that is general or mutlaq. Now, your question, if we want to correct it within the boundaries of this text.
بتقول كيف خالف ابن عمر مطلق النص.
You should have said, how did Ibn Umar contradict or go against the general statement in this text?
مش كيف خالف النص.
Not how did he oppose the text.
لا. في فرق بين ما لو كان الحديث هنا ما يدخل.
So, no, because there's a difference of how the hadith is narrated, and here something is entered in, or here there's a point.
بحث في دقة متناهية.
بحث, a research or نعم, a research in to the precision that is endless.
في ظني أنك إذا رأيت مؤذنا يؤذن وسمعته يقول.
What I believe, or my one, is that if you saw a muadhin that was making adhan and you heard him say,
بعد الأذان يصلي على الرسول عليه السلام.
After the adhan, sending the peace and prayer upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is making the salah and the salam upon the Prophet.
تنهاه.
You would prohibit him.
كذلك أم لا.
Is this true or not?
هيك أنا أظن فيك. هذا من باب الظن الحسن.
And this is what I think about you, and this is from giving you the benefit of the doubt.
بعد الأذان يصلي على الرسول عليه السلام تنهاه.
That if you saw the muadhin every time he did adhan, that he or when he does the adhan, he sends the peace and prayer, the salat and the salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You would prohibit him, right or wrong?
فكذلك أم لا. هيك أنا أظن فيك.
The Abu Ishaq replied, yes.
هذا من باب الظن الحسن طبعا. فإذا قال لك أنت خالفت القرآن وخالفت السنة.
So if the muadhin replies back to you, you have contradicted the Quran and the Sunnah.
خالفت القرآن صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
You have contradicted the Quran because Allah says صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Pray upon him and send the peace.
من صلى عليه مرة واحدة صلى عليه بعشرة.
And in the Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever sends the salah upon me one time, I will send it back to Allah will send it back to him 10. What's your answer? He asked something I could not make out, and but it seemed like, do I have to answer? The Sheikh says, what do you think? My question was for free? Meaning, I asked it so you don't answer?
Huh.
The student is saying, I would say that the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning this, that whoever hears the muadhin, he should say as the muadhin says. Sheikh says, no, this is you going off of the subject. This is hayda. In other words, hayda, to go off to another path. I asked you, what is your position concerning his proof toward you? Not you, what is your proof? What are you going to say to him when he uses against you the proof from the Quran and the Hadith?
مش أنا مسألك. أنا قلت أنا بحسن الظن فيك أنك إذا سمعت هذا يزيد على الأذان تنكر عليه. أليس كذلك؟ قلت نعم.
I told you that if you heard this man saying this in the adhan, I had the benefit of the doubt in you that you would say, this is not right. You said, yes, this is true, that you would have made inkar. So, I'm not asking you about your proof. Keep mind, there's a difference here. I'm telling you, he is using against you the Qur'an and the hadith as a proof for himself. How are you going to return back? How are you replying back to this man? If what the student is saying, if what he is saying is true, as it has reached us, then, if it is as it has reached us, then may Allah increase him. But if it is upon a false understanding, then it is false. And it is rejected, returned back to him. The Shaykh says this is called Dobale. This is a slang word in the Syrian language, meaning going round and round.
In wa in. وإيش أنت حطيت على إيش بالأخير?
Saying in wa in. And what did you end up with in the end? Well, how do you...
على أي إذا صح التعبير على أي الإنتين إن وإن.
So in the end, in meaning if and if. So which if did we end up with at the end? What are you referring back to?
على إيش حطيت أنت هذا جواب الدبلوماسي.
What is the if at the end here? This is the answer of a bureaucratic person. يعني no. And I don't think you're into that bureaucracy, I don't believe. You're just a student of knowledge, just like me. So what are you referring back to? He says, I'm referring back to the qawl al-sahih, the true statement. And it is, the Shaykh is asking, and what is it? يعني, it is. The book and the sunnah, the student replies. طيب, Shaykh says, طيب يا أخي, reply back to me my proof so I may see. I am using against you this proof, you, the one that is prohibiting me, again, from saying the peace and prayer upon the Prophet ﷺ at the end. I am using the Quran and Sunnah against you. Reply back to me. I am telling you, I can say the extra salah and salam upon the Prophet ﷺ at the end of the adhan because of the ayah, the blessed ayah we had just noted. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Is pray upon him and send the peace up in peace. Reply back to me, refute me. I am telling you, you can't reply, you can't refute me. The reason is, because if you knew how to reply back to me, you wouldn't have asked this question in the first place. My answer that I told you is very precise. The textual proofs of Islam with the scholars of fiqh, jurisprudence, and the scholars of al-usul, the fundamentals, in it is that which is عام, general, خاص, specific, and mutlaq meaning another type of general, and muqayyad another, basically general and specific again, and that which is abrogated and that which has been abided by, to the end of the rules and fundamentals. So Allah says, and the thief from the man and the male or the female, cut off their hand. So if a person comes and steals a tamra, a small date, is he considered to be a thief or no? The student says, na'am. The Shaykh says, yes, he's considered to be a thief.
جواب لا.
Will his hand be cut off? Answer is no.
أنا راح لقنك بتلقين.
So here I'm gonna يعني give it to you spoon by spoon, basically, or يعني step by step.
عشان ما نضيع الوقت.
So that we won't waste our time.
الجواب لا. ليه؟
The answer is no. Why?
الله بيقول والسارق هذا اسمه سارق الوتر.
Allah says the sariq, but you know, the thief, not linguistically, not by the linguistic definition of it.
لا ما تقطع يده.
No, it is not. His hand will not be cut off.
ليه؟
Why?
لأن الرسول قال لا قطع إلا في ربع دينار فصاعدا.
Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no cutting off, meaning of the hand, except with the quarter of a dinar and more than that. So, the thief in the ayah, from the linguistic meaning, for the linguistic side, is not to be taken generally. You understand how now? Now keep this in mind.
عشان نرجع لحديث ابن عمر.
So we can return back to the hadith of Ibn Umar. أعفو اللحى. Leave the beard. It's not just a general statement.
ومن هنا جاءك الإشكال.
Or is not taking just generally like that.
أنت وغيرك. ومن هنا جاءك الإشكال أنت وغيرك.
So leaving off the beard is not to be taken generally. And from here, this is where it has confused you and other than you. Likewise, the completion of this ayah, so cut off their hands, meaning the thieves. So the hand in the language is this whole thing with whatever it encompasses. The Shaykh is directing us to the fingers, the palm, all the way to the wrist. He says the kaf, the palm, the dhira, the arm, and the wrist. All of this is considered to be a hand. So, is this what is meant? Cut off their hands, meaning from here? And the Shaykh is... So the Shaykh is, because we don't see him, most likely directing the person from maybe from the elbow or somewhere where we're not considering it to be. So the Shaykh says, the answer is no, this is not where you're going to cut off the hand from. So the Shaykh again, he says, what about here? Should we cut it off from here? And let's say he's talking about the forearm. Shaykh says no. From here, no. Where? Then the Shaykh says, then we understand it has to be from the wrist. So, why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us the hand, period. He said, generally, He just said the hand. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generalized, leave the beards. So I want you to keep this in mind. Why is it that the Muslimin today, they cut off the hand from here, and I believe he is pointing toward his wrist? Because this is what the action of the Prophet ﷺ was. So, the action of the Prophet ﷺ is like his statement. His saying, you don't cut, meaning the hand of this thief, with whichever is until it reaches a quarter of a dinar or more. He specified wasariq. He specified who the thief is that the hand would be cut off for.
سرق ما يساوي ربع دينار ذهب فصاعدا هو الذي تقطع يده.
So now the understanding of the hadith is the thief, that his hand will be cut off is the one that has stolen that which is worth more than a quarter of a dinar of gold, his hand is to be cut off. And his hand is to be cut off from the wrist because of the Prophet ﷺ, that's where he cut in his action. So what we want to do, we want to take all the nusus, we want to take all the texts all together and combine them together. Therefore the ulama have stated the clarification of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam statement, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said,
وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَنْ هُجِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ.
And we have revealed upon you the remembrance so that you may clarify for the people that which has been revealed down to them.
بَيَانُ يَنْقَسِمْ لَسْتَ أَقْسَامٍ.
Its clarification is split into three categories.
قول وفعل وتقرير.
Saying, action, and acceptance.
هذه الأقسام الثلاثة بيننا وبين الرسول.
These three categories between us and between the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
14 قرن.
Is 1400 years. How are we gonna know?
الجيل الأول الصحابة اللي شاهدوا الرسول.
The first generation, the Sahaba, the companions that saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do these things. They are the ones now that are going to teach us or tell us what the Prophet ﷺ said, what he did, what he saw and accepted. We don't know it except for this, from this route. And from here it is clarified to you the importance of the knowledge of hadith. Because with the sanad, the chain of narration, so and so said to me, so and so told me. By this we said, as we said before, qabd, the hand fist. The sheikh says, so what, let us know from here, from here, from here. From the hadith and the asanid, the chains of narration, that whichever of it is come authentic, we take it. And what is weak, we leave it. So then, the general text that has the remembrance of it has come in the sunnah. And likewise the Qur'an, or first and foremost the Qur'an. If it is not acted upon, is not acted upon in the way that generally as the text has come, yani is not acted upon, if the text came general, it is not acted upon in that way as general.
إنما عمل به مقيدات.
But it was done within boundaries, or it was done in a specific manner.
فنحن نعمل به مقيدا.
Then we have to act upon it likewise in that specific manner.
وما نأخذ النص العام.
And we don't just take the general statement.
ونحتاج به.
And use it as some type of proof.
أظن مفهوم إلى هنا.
I believe that it's understood up to here.
لكن راح أزيده تفهيما.
But what I'm gonna do is add to this understanding.
نرجع لحجة المبتدع هذا.
We wanna go back to the hujjah, the proof of this innovator, this guy. Remember, the guy that is making the salah and salam after the adhan.
هنحتج علينا بالآية والحديث.
The guy that tried to use against us the proof of the ayah and hadith.
صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
نحن بنقول له هذه الآية التي أنزلت على.
What we're gonna say to him is this ayah that has come down.
الرسول عليه السلام.
Upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
طبقها أو لم طبقها.
Did he implement it or not? Meaning the Prophet. Of course, this person is going to say, no, the Prophet implemented it.
طيب علم البلال الحبشي وابا محذوره وعمر ابن مكتوم الاذان ولا لا؟
And then he says, and all these people, he just noted Ibn Maktoum and Bilal and the rest of the Mu'adhineen. Did they act upon it? Or did يعني, they made the adhan as well? He's going to say, Naam, yes, of course they did. So, did these people make the adhan, make the salah and salam at the end of the adhan?
الجواب لا.
Your answer, the answer is no.
لأن العلماء كلهم متفقين أن الأذان ينتهي عن لا إله إلا الله.
Because the ulama, all of them are in consensus that the adhan is ended at the statement of لا إله إلا الله.
لكن المتأخرين مثل ما قلناكم في أول الجلسة.
But these guys, the متأخرين, these have come, they have come later, as we told you at the beginning of the sitting.
أنه يقسم البدعة إلى قسمين حسنة وسيئة.
That they split the bid'ah into two types, hasana good and sayyi'ah bad. They say, yeah, this is a bid'ah, but it's a good bid'ah. So at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there was no sending salah and salam, meaning after the adhan. So upon this, I want you to يعني, interpolate the rest of the text. Understood? Good. Now we're going to come out with this new, we're going to come out with this solution that is coming up. And the natija, this solution that we will come up, is a very important one, and here you will find, you will see the preciseness.
كل نص عام في السنة أو في القرآن.
Every general text that is in the Sunnah or the Quran.
لم يجري العمل في جزء من أجزاء هذا النص العام.
And it was not acted upon in a جزء, a part of these general things, of the general statements.
لا يجوز لنا العمل به.
It is not permissible for us to act upon it.
لأنه لو كان مرادا.
Meaning generally, because if what was meant.
لعمل به أولئك الذين باشروا سماع هذا النص.
By it that general way, then those who saw it and understood it, يعني the text.
من الرسول عليه السلام أولا وتطبيقه ثانيا.
They understood it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first of all, and they implemented it afterwards. So to clarify, the Shaykh is saying, if we have a general statement, and this general statement is not acted upon in this general way by the Salaf, then we don't act upon it like that. And if it is acted, but if it is you, if it is acted upon in a specific manner, and it is a general statement, then we act upon it in that specific manner, and we don't take the, just the general statement and try to use it as a proof. So here we're going to ask Ibn Umar, that heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, heard him say, "Itliqu al-liha," leave the beard. We're going to ask, what did Ibn Umar understand from this? Did he understand اعفو اللحى, leave the beards, even if they become long,
وجرها إلى الأرض,
and it drags on the floor?
هذا معنى الإطلاق.
This is the meaning of إطلاق, just period, leave the beards, period, يعني keeping it general or unconditional, in other words.
لا بين أنه ما فهمك.
No, it is made clear to us he didn't understand this.
ليه؟ لأنه لو كان فيهم هيك ما بيجيب ياخذ الشوية اللي تحت القبضة.
Why do we know this? Because if he understood like that, to keep it, take it unconditionally, he would not have taken that which has يعني extended past the fistful.
سنتي أو سنتين.
By a centimeter or two.
لا. لكن الظاهر أنه رأى الرسول عليه السلام.
But what is apparent to us is that he saw the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taking from his beard. So he did as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam did. It's true, we don't have a hadith that is authentic that he saw this. We do have a hadith that is weak and it does coincide with this situation, but we don't use the hadith that's weak as a proof. I had previously made the takhrij of it in the silsila of the ahadith of da'ifa. And it is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take from
min lihyatihi, min arziha wa tuliha,
from his beard, from the length of it and the width of it, or the width of it and the length of it.
لكن حديث فيه ضعف شديد جدا.
But this hadith has an extreme weakness in it.
ولذلك لا نأخذ به.
And due to this, we will not take this hadith. We will not use it as some type of proof.
لكن يغنينا عنه في الآن.
But we suffice without it now.
الدخول في صلب الموضوع.
Entering into the core of this affair, or this.
فعل السلف.
It is the action of the Salaf, the predecessors. Here I have to stop and say something. Our calling is not binded by just the book in the Sunnah. I mean, it is not bound just by the book in the Sunnah. As it is, every Muslim claims this.
لابد من ذلك لكن نحن نزيد ونقول دعوتنا قائمة على الكتاب والسنة وعلى منهج السلف الصالح.
But what we do is we add is that our da'wah, our calling is upon the book and the sunnah and the understanding or upon the understanding of the salaf of this ummah, the predecessors of this nation.
ليه؟ لأنه لو
Why? Because if If it was not for the Salaf al-Salih, we would not understand our religion right or correctly. And due to this the Jama'at al-Islamiyya, the Islamic sects have split up in the old, and in the times of before, and in our times, into sects and parties, and every Shia, every sect with that which is with them, they are happy. As Allah Azza wa Jal said in the honored Quran. I said this, why? Because they did not rely upon the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. And they took upon understanding or making explanation of the text upon their own desires. So they had differed in the worst, يعني, a very bad differing between each other. And they split into sects and parties. As for us, we say we are Salafiyun. We see what the Salaf al-Salih had. How did they understand the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ with its three categories? Remember, those are the statement, the action, and the acceptance. So we walk upon it. And with this qaid, this condition we have put down, are we acting upon a shara', the law? We say, how is it that we're not? When Allah Ta'ala, Most High, said,
وَمَن يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ من بعد ما تبين له الهدى.
And whosoever contends with the messenger after clear guidance has been shown to him.
ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And follows a path or treads upon a path other than the way of the mu'mineen.
نوليه ما تولى ونصلي جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
We will leave him to that path he has chosen, and we will enter him into Jahannam, and that is the worst of abode.
إذن مخالفة سبيل المؤمنين.
Then, therefore, it is shown to us contradicting the way or the sabil of the mu'mineen.
كمخالفة سنة الرسول عليه السلام.
Is like that of contending or contradicting and opposing the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لأن المقصود بهم هم الذين باشروا رؤية الرسول.
Because what is meant by them, they are the ones that saw the statement and action of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ونقل سنة الرسول إلينا.
And they passed on the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to us.
هم أصحابه عليه السلام.
And they are his companions عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم.
Then those that have come after them. Then those that have come after them.
كما هو في الحديث الصحيح.
As it has been narrated to us in the authentic hadith.
فإذا نحن حينما نقول كتاب وسنة وعلى منهج السلف الصالح.
So, therefore, when we say upon the book and the sunnah and the manhaj methodology of the Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors, we took by the ayah and we take by the hadith of Al-Irbad bin Sariya. Upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa, the rightly guided khalifas.
وأخذين بحديث أنس بن مالك
and we took the hadith of Anas ibn Malik
معاوية وغيره
and معاوية
وستختلف أمتي
and my ummah will differ
على 73 فرقة
upon 73 sects
كلها في النار إلا واحدة
all of it in the hellfire except for one
قالوا من هي يا رسول الله
they said who is it يا رسول الله
قال هي التي على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي
He said, it is the one that is upon what I am upon and my companions. Now let's go back. We don't even have one hadith, even if there, even like the hadith one that we had, the da'if hadith that we had narrated. That the Prophet ﷺ used to take from his beard from its length or its width we said it was weak there is not even a hadith that is da'if that the Prophet ﷺ did not take so he's saying there's not a hadith da'if nor sahih that the Prophet ﷺ did not take from his beard And this is something that's kind of widespread understanding between the scholars that the Prophet ﷺ did not take from his beard. There is no asl, there is no foundation for these words at all. All that there is there, is, it could be said, the umum of the hadith, the general statement in the hadith. And leave the beards. But as for this generalized statement, it's like those generalized statements. That the action of the Salaf did not progress upon. And then we have a khilaf. That it was not narrated from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he didn't take, and his ashab, that his companions that did see him and witnessed him, they took from the beard. Tura, meaning do you see that these companions would contradict or oppose him? And they are the ones that narrate the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ from him.
وعاف اللحى.
And leave the beards, make of أحفاء of اللحى.
لا يخالفونه.
No, they would not contradict him. They would not oppose him.
والشائع هنا.
And what is widespread here?
في شائع أخرى هي خطأ مزدوج.
And it is another widespread thing, and it is a parallel, so to say, mistake.
أنت آنفا رويت عن ابن عمر أنه كان إذا حج أو اعتمر أخذ من لحيته.
You narrated previously that Ibn Umar, if he made Hajj or Umrah, he took from his beard.
هذه رواية صحيحة.
And this is an authentic narration.
لكن ما هي مقيدة.
But it is not. It does not have any condition.
بمعنى أنه كان لا يفعل ذلك إلا في الحج والعمرة.
Meaning, it does not mean that he didn't do that except for Hajj and Umrah. No.
كان يفعل ذلك حتى في غير الحج والعمرة.
He used to do this in even other than Hajj and Umrah.
ثم الشائع الخطأ الثاني.
And then after that, the next widespread mistake is, or misunderstanding, that it is only Ibn Umar that did this. Likewise, this is a misunderstanding or a mistake. For it has been narrated authentically from Abu Huraira that he used to take from his beard as well. And not this alone.
بل قد صح عن إبراهيم ابن يزيد النخعي.
In fact, it is authentic from Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhai.
وهو من التابعين يقول.
And he is from the تابعين, and he said.
كانوا يأخذون من لحيتهم.
They used to, meaning the Sahaba, take from their beards.
كانوا يأخذون من لو كانوا.
They used to take. Who is it that used to take?
أصحاب الرسول عليه السلام.
The companions of the Messenger عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ولا يوجد خلاف هذه النصوص إطلاقا.
And there is nothing that contradicts these texts, period.
إذن هدي السلف ليس هو إعفاء اللحية.
So then, the guidance of the Salaf is not to just leave the beard to grow, يعني, very long.
كما نرى بعض السلفيين.
As we see some of the Salafiyin.
المتعبدين.
That are of the worshippers.
بتلاقي لحيته واصلة هون.
You find his beard coming down to here, and the Sheikh is probably pointing down to his bottom of his stomach.
يظنون أن هذا هو السنة.
They think or believe that this is the Sunnah.
لا أصل لهذه السنة أبدا.
There is no foundation for this Sunnah period that they're talking about.
وليس لنا.
And we don't have.
طريق لمعرفة مثل هذا. إلى أصحاب الرسول.
And we don't have any way of understanding the meaning of these ahadith or this hadith except for the understanding of the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, except by their understanding.
إذا كان أصحاب الرسول وفي ابن عمر أحرص الصحابة في اتباع الرسول.
And so, and from the Sahaba of the Rasul, and within them is Ibn Umar, and he is from the most keen of following the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
حتى في أمور العادي.
Even in the affairs that are just normal affairs.
وهذا أظن معروف عندكم عنه شيء.
And I think that you might know some of this from Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه.
إذا كان هؤلاء الصحابة لا يوجد عن واحد منهم.
So if it is that these Sahaba, it is not narrated from any of them.
إلا أنه يأخذ عن لحيته.
Except that it has been narrated from that they take, or that he takes from his beard, meaning the handful.
فلا يمكننا أن نقول بأن الصحابة كانوا لا يأخذون وبالتالي.
So it is not permissible for us, or there's no way for us to say that the Sahaba did not take from their beards. So now.
لا يمكننا أن نقول بأن الرسول عليه السلام كان لا يأخذ.
We can't say that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not take from his beard either.
كثير من المسلمين أو أكثر المسلمين اليوم.
So many of the Muslimin, or most of the Muslimin today.
لا يلتحون متأثرين بالثقافة.
They don't even have beards. because they have been affected by the thaqafa, the so-called ideology of the Westerners and their adat, their traditions, their from the Western kafir nations. The lesser of them and lesser of my slaves are those that give thanks.
من يطبق قوله عليه السلام
is the one that implements the statement of him of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying
وعاف اللحى
and leave the beards to grow
أي لا يحلقونها
meaning that they don't shave it
لكن هؤلاء الذين لا يحلقون اللحى
but these people that don't shave the beards
طرفاني
are on two sides that are opposite to each other. As we said before concerning some of the different types, some of them they leave it general or period. They just leave it completely. Don't touch it. No matter how long it gets. Even if it was going to sweep the ground, yani come down to the ground. And he is trying to say or uses a proof for himself that the Prophet ﷺ said, اعفو اللحى, leave the beard. And this is a statement that is general and unconditional. According to this person. And other than them, and they are the more, they are the majority. That have يعني, run away, or they were saved from the problem of shaving the beard. They were saved from the problem and disease of shaving the beard, but what they wanted to do is come close as, يعني, so come close and be with the general or streamline people that between these people that they live among. And we see with some of the sects,
بحاجة إلى أن أسمي.
And right now, there is no need for me to name anyone.
لا تجد فيهم لا لحية شرعية.
You won't find between them a beard that is upon the text or upon the correct way, شرعية.
تجد فيهم أصحاب لحى.
You find between them, يعني some that have beards.
لكن إما على مذهب عامة السوريين.
It is either upon the madhab of the general Syrian folk.
أو أرقى قليلا.
Or a little bit more advanced.
لكن لا يجعل لحيته على السنة.
But he doesn't leave his beard upon the sunnah.
التي هي القبضة.
That is the hands. That is the handful, the fistful.
كما سيأتي بيانه. حتى لا يقال أن هذا من المتشددين.
As we will bring forth and prove later, so that it is not said that he is from the متشددين, the extremists.
أو كما يقولون اليوم من الأصوليين.
Or as they say today, from the fundamentalists, the أصوليين.
هذا اسم جديد.
And this is a new name.
من ابتكره الكفار.
Who came up with this? The كفار.
هذون.
These kuffar, so that they may misguide the people. All of them. They want to misguide everyone, between the Muslimin and the kafirin themselves. So the Muslim that really wants to implement upon himself the statement of his Lord.
لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Verily there was for you in the, a great model, or a good model to be followed. He does not half-step or haphazardly go about things and try to follow this hadith or this ayah. He follows the model. He doesn't try to follow the model of the Prophet ﷺ haphazardly. So he knows, for example, that the Salaf al-Salih that saw the Prophet ﷺ with their own eyes and they lived between him a lot in their sittings with him. That the Prophet ﷺ did not take a beard that its length was only half a centimeter or a centimeter or two, but his beard was blessed, يعني it was jalila, it was honorable, it was. And the boundaries of this action came within the action of the Salaf al-Salih, or the guidelines of how to act upon this came to us from the Salaf al-Salih.
Ibn Umar wa Abi Huraira wa Ata ibn Abi Rabah.
From Ibn Umar and Abu Huraira and Ata ibn Abi Rabah. And the example of these Salaf.
المسلم إذن
so the Muslim should
هو الذي يسلم قيادة عقله وتفكيره وعواطفه.
He is the one that has submitted the qiyada, the leadership of his intellect, his emotions, his desires.
وشهواته تسليما عاما.
A general submissiveness. A general unconditional submissiveness to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came with. But this taslim, this submitting, and here is a very important affair. A very important affair issue, and even though we had noted this before in this the words about at-tasfiya wa tarbiya, purifying and nurturing. This submitting should be combined with knowledge. And which knowledge is this? The pure, correct knowledge that has come or is taken from the book in the Sunnah. How do we know how the Salaf were? Were they people that would let their beards grow very long? No matter how long it got. Even if it was to drag on the floor. And look, we've seen pictures. The beard is longer than its friend. Did you see this picture? You didn't see it, huh? This is from the magnificent creation of Allah. I'm telling you, the beard is longer than its companion. Why? Because the length of the head is how much?
25 centimeters, 20 centimeters.
He was dragging his beard tens of centimeters on the floor. So his beard was taller than him. Of course, this person wasn't a Muslim. But he did this so that he may be able to make money from it. This is was put into some magazine or show that was called Ajaib al-Makhluqat, the strange creatures. From that was produced by some of the Europeans that, as it said, and this is an Arab statement, know how to eat the shoulder. And they know how to compile money. They know how to bring forth money. They'll bring a very strange creature, whether he's a human being or an animal. They'll bring a midget and they'll show him to the people. They put him maybe in a cage and then they'll open up the way for the people to come and see this creation of Allah. What? And they want, instead of being able to see this creation of Allah, we want a certain fare when you come in, so you have to pay. Dinar or dirham or whatever it may be. So this is one of them, and he's a man that had let his beard grow until it outgrew him. Do you see that this is what is meant by the statement of alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet? And a man entered and said, Salaamu alaykum.
Alaykum salaam wa barakatuh.
And as you see, the Shaykh replied, Alaykum salaam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وَأَعْفُ الْلِحَى.
So is this what is meant by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? أَعْفُ الْلِحَى, leave the beards.
تُرَى هَذَا هُوَ الْمَقْصُودُ مِنْ قَوْلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَأَعْفُ الْلِحَى.
Do you see that this is what is meant by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's statement and أَعْفُ الْلِحَى, leave the beards.
أي من الناحيتين السلبية والإيجابية.
Both from the positive side and the negative side of it.
هل مقصود بها إعفاءها حتى يجرها صاحبها.
Is what is meant by it, that leaving it, making the i'fa of it, till the person that this beard is for, he will drag it on the ground. Or is it meant, no, just grow it as you like, يعني.
لا هذا ولا هذا.
No, it's not this or that.
فلا يجوز الإعفاء المطلق.
So it is not to leave the beard unconditional, to grow unconditionally.
بحيث أنه تملأ صدره وبطنه.
To the point that it might fill up his chest and stomach.
وقد يجرها أرضا كما ذكرها.
Or even it might drag on the ground as we have noted previously.
ولا هو إعفاء بقدر ما يحلو للإنسان.
And it is not that he just leaves it to that which he desires or what the person thinks is right.
المسلم لا. ليس هذا ولا هذا.
For the Muslim, then no, it is not this nor that.
وإنما هو يسلم تسليما.
But verily, it is submit submissively.
أنتم ترون الآن.
You see, right now.
في بعض البلاد الإسلامية.
In some of the lands that are Muslim.
اللحية صارت عبارة عن دمغة.
The beard is just something that's almost like a shadow.
دمغة في أسفل اللقد.
Or excuse me, like a little spot or blotch of hair on the bottom of the face, chin.
وصار شعار لطائفة من العرب.
And it even became like a sign for some groups of the Arab.
أو لشعب من الشعوب العربية.
Or from a nation from the nations of the Arab, and the people of the people of the Arab. It became like a sign for them, this having he's describing the goatee, or just leaving the bottom under the chin there, that little piece of hair. This is not a lihya, ya jama'a.
كل محلوقة هكذا وما بقي إلا دمغة سوداء هنا.
This guy, he went and shaved all of it, and there's nothing left but this little black spot over here, like a little spot.
هذا ليس هو المقصود بإعفاء اللحية.
This is not what is meant by إعفاء اللحية, leave the beard.
ما صور ما شئت.
And then there's many ways you can picture. One guy let it go all the way up, and you know, different ways. So their boundaries are maybe a centimeter or two. Yeah, I need to let it grow that much. What is important here is not it is not befitting of the Muslim that he just follows his desires. It's not permissible to do like that. But what he does is submit to the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what it's an obligation upon us to know. How was the beard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
هل كان يعفيها حفصة مطلقا؟
Did he leave it an did he make the إعفاء of it, just leave it unconditionally?
أم كان يأخذ منها؟
Or did he used to take from it?
لا ندري. إذا وقفنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
If we stop at the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وما اتخذنا الوسائط الذين رأوا رسول الله.
And we did not take those intermediaries that saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سبيلا لمعرفة ما كان عليه رسول الله.
As a means to know what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon.
لا ندري كان يأخذ أو لا يأخذ.
Then we don't know. We wouldn't be able to figure it out if he took or didn't take.
لكن هل هذا الموقف السلبي هو الذي ينبغي أن يقفه المسلم ليعرف هذه الحقيقة؟
But is taking this position that is negative the way to know how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or the reality of what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did?
أم يستعين بمعرفتها بمن كان يحيا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Or is that he seeks help in understanding this from those that used to live with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
دهرا طويلا.
A long dahr, a long time.
هذا هو السبيل.
This is the way, this is the sabil.
الآن جاء السؤال وقد عرف.
So now the question came and it is known. From the question itself that Ibn Umar, he used to take from his beard. So did Ibn Umar take it from his beard mutlaqan, unconditionally? The answer is no. He would take whatever past the hand span or the fistful.
ما طال عن القبضة قصها.
Whatever يعني surpassed this fistful, القبضة, he cut it.
سورة ابن عمر الذي يضرب به المثل.
Do you see ابن عمر that the مثل, the example is given by.
في مبالغته في متابعته لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In his going, sort of say overbounds, having mubalagha in his following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Surah, هل يأخذ من لحيته دون أن يرى نبيه وقدوته؟
Do you see, Surah, that he would take from his beard, and he didn't see this from his Prophet, his model.
وأسوته يفعل ذلك.
And his role model, do you see that he would have done this had he not seen it from him? This is you can't understand this, it's impossible. Maybe it might be for one of us, he's got a sheikh that he's respected, but he won't go to he might be a little bit lenient in imitating him. Because the Shaykh is not يعني, free of mistakes, ma'asoom. But as for the mistakeless, al-ma'asoom, the Prophet that has no mistakes, that is, and his companions are living among him, or he is living among them.
الذين هم كانوا يبدونه بكل عزيز لديهم.
They are the ones that used to follow him or support him in everything that had worth to them.
وبخاصة ابن عمر هذا.
And in specific, this one, Ibn Umar.
الذي جاءت عنه رواية عجيبة.
That has come from him a very strange narration.
تارة يرى قميصه في الشتاء البارد مفكوك الأزرار.
Sometimes it's seen that his shirt, his qamis, in the time that it was cold, was unbuttoned.
لماذا أنت يا ابن عمر
هكذا؟ He was asked to him, يا ابن عمر, why are you like this? يعني the shirt unbuttoned and it's freezing out.
رأيت رسول الله هكذا.
He said, I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم like this.
يأتي إلى شجرة فيصب فيها الماء.
He comes to a tree and he pours upon it water.
لماذا رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
Why do you do this? I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم do this. So I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم pour water on this tree. He takes his camel and he goes around a certain place. It's asked to him, why do you do this, Ya Ibn Umar? I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم going around this place. That was his answer. Subhanallah, glorified be Allah. These are actions that are just normal actions that enter into the qism, the category of what is called al-adat, normal or just some normal traditional actions.
لما درسنا هناك على الصدق هذه ما لها علاقة بالعبادة لكن لغلبت.
These are things that have nothing to do with worship, but because of the overwhelming love for the love he had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started to follow him even in these natural things. Likewise, for instance, Anas ibn Malik. He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called for some food, invited for food.
من دباء تعرفون الدباء
from a place called دباء. He asked, do you know this? The sheikh is asking.
القرع.
The students answer القرع. Said, yeah, that's true.
قال فرأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتتبع الدباء.
He said, I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم following this دباء. Yeah, I think this is pumpkin, wallahu a'lam. But it's a sort of food. So this food in it, for instance, was some meat and other things, but also there was this dubbaq in it. But Anas' statement, radiallahu anhu, I saw him following, yani, picking out this type of food, a dubbaq. Meaning there's other things, yani, with the food, whatever it was. He said, so when I saw this, I started picking out this food and piling it up in the place of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, right next to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وهذا من إكرام هذا الصحابي الجليل لنبيه الكريم.
This is from the honoring that this Sahabi, that is blessed, did for his Prophet, that is honorable.
ماذا قال أنس؟
What did Anas رضي الله عنه say?
قال فلم أزل أحب الدباء من يوم رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب الدباء.
He said, I started to like this دباء from the day I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم like it.
إذا كان الصحابة هكذا.
Do you see that if the Sahaba were like this,
ونجد ابن عمر يأخذ من لحيته ونفترض,
and we see ابن عمر taking from his beard, and we will assume
أن نبيه ما كان يأخذ من لحيته,
that his Prophet did not take from his beard.
مستحيل هذا أن يقول.
This is impossible. This is just impossible.
ثم نقول لا مش مستحيل هو مش معصوم هو إنسان.
And then we could say no that this is not impossible. He just a man, just a human being.
يخطئ ويصيب.
that makes mistakes, and he's right at times. This is a possibility, even though it is a possibility that is extremely weak. And it's transmitting, and it's this opinion itself is extremely weak. But he's not alone in this. With him is Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. He also used to take from his beard. And these are authentic narrations. But before I go forth, that which is narrated from Ibn Umar is narrated upon two sifat, يعني two, it is in two ways.
الصفة الأولى أنه كان يأخذ من لحيته في الحج والعمرة.
The first one is that he used to take from his beard in Hajj and Umrah.
هذا صحيح.
And this is authentic.
لكن هذا لا يعني كما أنه أحدنا بحج أو بيعتمر بيحدق راسه.
And this does not mean, just like one of us might make Hajj and Umrah, and he will shave his head. This does not mean he doesn't shave his head at all. Or just, you know, take away from his hair a little bit. This doesn't mean he doesn't do it. That he doesn't take from his hair at all. He doesn't take from his hair, doesn't shave it except for in Hajj and Umrah. But what is seen here is that this is a mansak. This is a part of al Hajj or a, you know, is part of the Hajj and Umrah. So the Hajj and the Mu'tamir, what he will do is he will shave his head and that which is better, or he'll just trim it, that which is of a lower. يعني أجر.
إذن الرواية التي تقول أن ابن عمر كان إذا حج أو اعتمر.
So that narration that says in it he would do this when he made حج or عمرة.
لا يعني أنه كان إذا لم يحج لم يعتمر.
Doesn't mean that he wouldn't do this if he didn't make حج or عمرة.
لا يا أخوي. لا.
No, it doesn't mean this.
والدليل أنه جاء في رواية.
And the proof is that it came in a narration. And another narration from him that is also authentic. That he used to take that which surpasses the fistful unconditionally. So upon this, that narration that has come, that he took from the Hajj and Umrah, as al-Shawkani says. Is that this is a partial, it is partial of that, يعني it is part of that. That he also does it there, is what is meant. So him taking from the beard at the time of Hajj al-Umrah, just like you taken from your hair at that time, as we have stated. So you take it whether it's the time of Hajj or other than the time of Hajj. And then what comes is more clarification from Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu. Is that he used to take mutlaqan, generally, any time, without, in his narration, without the statement that he did it in Hajj and Umrah, just any time. And then, on top of this, it comes from that some of the Salaf, the predecessors, and this is narrated to us, or is also narrated in the Tafsir of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari.
Tabari, أنهم كانوا يأخذون من لحيتهم. بل يروي
that they used to take from their beards. In fact, it is narrated.
أبو بكر البيهقي في كتابه شعب الإيمان.
أبو بكر البيهقي in his book شعب الإيمان.
وأنا رأيته في الكتاب مخطوط ثم الآن طبع والحمد لله.
And I had seen the book or read it or looked into it when it was still a manuscript and now it is printed والحمد لله.
يروي بسنده الصحيح عن إبراهيم ابن يزيد النخعي.
He narrates in his authentic chain from Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhai.
وهو تابعي يقول.
And he is a predecessor, right after the Sahaba, a tabi'i. And he says, is Ibrahim.
كانوا يأخذون من لحيتهم.
They used to take from their beard.
ومن العجيب أننا لا نرى عكس هذه الروايات كلها.
And what is عجيب, amazing, is that we don't see anything opposing any of these narrations. Anything.
عن أحد من الصحابة أنه كان لا يأخذ من لحيته.
From any of the Sahaba that he didn't used to take from his beard. We don't find anything.
فإذا خير الأمور الوسط وحب التناهي غلط.
So, the best of affairs is that which in the middle is in the middle and loving of extremities is a mistake.
لا نقول بأنه ينبغي إطلاق اللحية على طولها.
We don't say that the beard should be let to grow unconditionally.
مهما بارك الله عز وجل فيها.
No matter how much Allah عز وجل has blessed in it.
أو أن نأخذ منها على كيفنا.
Or that we take from it as we desire, as we wish.
لأن المقصود أن نحقق قوله تبارك وتعالى.
But what is important is that we implement the statement of Allah Most High.
وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم.
No, by your Lord, they have not believed until they make you judge between them in that which they have disputed amongst themselves in.
ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت.
And then they don't find in themselves any type of haraj, problem or animosity in that which you have decreed.
ويسلموا تسليما.
And they submit submissively.
هذا هو الجواب عن ذاك السؤال. علما أن مثل هذا الجواب.
This is the answer to that question with the knowledge that like this answer
مصطور من قريب لكن أظن
has been answered from يعني previously and only a short time ago but what I believe is
كما يقول بعض أصحابنا أنه مهما تكرر السؤال
like some of our companions say no matter how many times the question is repeated
وتكرر الجواب
and the answer is repeated
لابد ما يكون في فائدة جديدة.
There is no doubt that there will be a new benefit.